It's the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Philip K. Howard is back on the show today. He's the chairman of Common Good, which is a nonpartisan group that tries to fight the way through red tape and get things done in this country. Philip has recently written an op-ed piece for The Atlantic about how to fix America's infrastructure. And welcome back to the show, Philip.
Nice to be with you, Paul.
Always a pleasure. I know we want to get things done in this country, particularly when it comes to our infrastructure, but we can't seem to get our legislatures to move forward with that. And I'll give you an example. Here in Missouri, we have a problem with the legislature refusing last year to raise the gas tax. Even 2 cents was going to be too much for our GOP-led legislature, even though we have roads in this state that are desperately in need of repair, and even were before they were flooded out in the last few days. How do you get around that kind of problem?
Well, you know, we're in this sort of cycle where people distrust government so much that they don't allow government to do anything. So one of the things I suggest in the op-ed is that maybe the legislature could fix some of the dysfunctions of government, and if they do that, get the other party to agree to help fund it. So, for example, we did a study at Common Good that showed that the environmental review and process has basically doubled the cost of new infrastructure. So there's an obvious deal to be made here. If the Republicans agree to fund new infrastructure with gas taxes and other things, the Democrats will agree to cut the red tape that doubles the cost.
Are you saying that
twice as much infrastructure for the same dollar?
Are you saying that we don't need that environmental review?
Well, yes, we do need environmental review, but it ought to take 6 to 8 months, not 6 to 8 years. You know, that's the problem. I mean, most issues in a new project can be identified really, most environmental issues really quickly. I mean, with almost everything, a new power line, it mars the landscape. It maybe gives off some electromagnetic waves. So it has consequences. All new projects have consequences, but it also will save a huge amount of electricity. One of the things we found is that the archaic power grid wastes the equivalent of 200 coal burning power plants in this country.
Wow.
Just because no one has the authority, not even the president, to approve the new lines.
So I understand that, but I'm frustrated, as I'm sure you are, by the fact that it does take, 6 years instead of 6 months. Why does it take so long?
Because nobody's in charge. And so what's happened is that we've tried to create this ridiculous legal structure where everything is dictated by rules, and nobody actually has the job of making the final decision. Congress just passed this highway bill, which I write about in the Atlantic column, which purports to streamline infrastructure. They have a 16-agency council to try to streamline. They have a whole process for coming up with a timetable. And then it's almost comic. They refuse to give anyone in the White House the authority to make a decision if the agencies disagree. Well, what do you mean if they disagree? They always disagree. the EPA will disagree with the Corps of Engineers,
yeah,
or whatever. And so the final line says, if people can't agree, the head of the Office of Management and Budget, which is part of the White House, will direct them to go back and try to agree. That's ridiculous. The statute ought to say if they can't agree, the White House makes a decision.
Yeah. But
then you can get things done. Part of our Congress has asked us for a Common Good to write a legislative proposal, which we've done, to make it so that no project, environmental review, permits, everything, ever takes longer than 2 years. It took us 2.5 pages of legislative language to do this. We give the head of the Council on Environmental Quality, also part of the White House, the authority to decide when there's been enough environmental review. We don't change the statute of environmental review. You still have to do it. But now there's somebody who can decide when there's been enough. And then we give OMB the right to the authority to to resolve disputes.
But don't you? Don't you,
nobody's in charge. Nothing's going to happen.
Don't you see the problem inherent with your solution, Philip? It's only 2.5 pages. It has to be 2,500 pages. Then Congress doesn't read it and they pass it anyway.
You know something? Congress, I mean, political decisions, infrastructure decisions, all these things are inevitably controversial. Because there's always some neighbor who doesn't want something. And we've tried to create this crazy system of government with literally billions of words of law, if you count federal and state law, mm-hmm. where nobody can make a choice.
Yeah.
You know, governing is actually not that hard. It's controversial, but it's not that hard.
How do we compare to our other countries around the world? Are they as stifled in this as we are?
No. Even more bureaucratic countries, like in Europe, Germany, for example, big infrastructure projects, you know, with tunnels in the middle of cities, offshore platforms, never take more than 2 years. Usually the environmental review and permitting occurs within a year to 18 months. Canada just passed law that puts a maximum of 2 years on the entire process. So other countries know how to do this.
Yeah, far be it from us to learn from success. We can't do that. We're still stuck in our...
But, you know, it all boils down to this kind of crazy system where each party distrusts the other so much that we create these, literally, this highway bill is 1,300 pages long, these endless laws that try to dictate in advance how to do everything, and it's affected schools and everything else, too. Instead of actually having simple goals, principles, and giving people the freedom to succeed or fail by making decisions and then being accountable.
You know, I think part of the problem also may be that when you talk to the public, as you mentioned before, you say, you know what, we're going to have to raise the tax. Raise the tax? No, you can't raise the tax. But then they don't listen to the next part of it, which is if you make this investment, there's a positive return. Your ROI is going to be positive in the long term when it comes to jobs and money that you generate, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, in the short term. I mean, just to put a point on it, American infrastructure, the levees on the rivers, you guys know this, right?
Yeah.
The levees on the rivers, the roads, you know, they're all kind of decrepit. It has a D-plus rating from the American Society of Civil Engineers. So we need to spend close to $2 trillion in the next 5 years just to bring it up to standard. If we spent that money, which requires raising some taxes, the studies show that the economy overall will get a benefit of over $1.40 for every dollar invested. We'll employ 2 million people, 2 million jobs, that's 2 million new jobs,
mm-hmm.
and it will be dramatically positive for the environment.
Yeah. And this is one of the things that I've been talking about for the last 48 hours here while we're dealing with all of this flooding from the rivers here, particularly from the Merrimack River, which is people didn't talk about how we fix this problem for the last several years when we didn't have the problem. Now we're going to start to have discussions about it. But the problem is the discussions are going to go on and on and on and on and on and on and on until the next time it happens.
You know, so what I propose in this Atlantic article, and your listeners can just go to commongood.org and click on it if they want to read it.
Yep.
What I suggest in this Atlantic article is that there's an easy deal to be made. If the Democrats will agree to put time limits on environmental review and permitting, which requires giving somebody authority to make decisions, whatever party they're in,
yep.
then the Republicans will agree to raise the gas and other taxes sufficient to fund it, and everyone who's paying those increased taxes will find themselves better off. They'll find themselves, their businesses will get more business because there are more people working. It'll take, 25% less time to get to work because
yep.
there won't be traffic jams because the roads have been fixed and all that.
Yeah.
So, it's completely obvious we have to do it.
Anybody who has driven...
We're living on the infrastructure built by our great-grandfathers.
Right. Anybody who has driven on upgraded roadways, and we have several of those here in the St. Louis area, Highway 40 and Page Avenue Extension, people know what I'm talking about here, you know how good those roads are. Imagine if all the roads were that good. Well, you can get them to be that point, and I'm sure MoDOT would like to get them to that point if somebody would just foot the bill, and that means the people in Jefferson City have to do their jobs rather than all this partisan bickering that goes on. I'm glad you're making the point, and I hope people are listening, Philip. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Great to be with you, Paul. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Philip K. Howard is the chairman of Common Good, online at commongood.org. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.